Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world grapples with the challenges of climate change, India has taken a significant step forward by updating its Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, under the Paris Agreement, setting a more ambitious target of 60% installed electric capacity from non-fossil sources and a deeper carbon sink commitment by 2035. This development is crucial because it not only reflects India's commitment to reducing its carbon footprint but also underscores the country's determination to transition towards a more sustainable and environmentally friendly energy mix. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that the Paris Agreement's ratchet mechanism requires countries to submit progressively more ambitious NDCs every 5 years, and India's updated NDC is a significant step in this direction. India's climate policy architecture has evolved significantly since the country submitted its first NDC in 2015, pledging to reduce emissions intensity of GDP by 33-35% from 2005 levels by 2030, achieve 40% non-fossil installed power capacity, and create an additional carbon sink of 2.5-3 billion tons of co-equivalent through forest and tree cover. The 2022 updated NDC raised these targets to 45% emissions intensity reduction and 50% non-fossil installed capacity by 2030. And now, the 2026 update charts the 2031-2035 trajectory, with a focus on achieving 60% non-fossil installed capacity and a deeper carbon sink commitment. The key 2035 NDC targets are significant because they signal a major shift in India's energy landscape. With a target of 60% non-fossil installed capacity, India is essentially committing to reducing the share of coal in its energy mix. But what does this mean for India's energy security? The answer lies in the fact that India will need to install approximately 500 to 600 gigawatts of additional renewable capacity beyond its current 200 gigawatts to meet this target. Now, let us turn to the historical context. India's renewable energy reality has been steadily improving, with the National Statistics Office's 33rd edition of Energy Statistics India 2026 providing a baseline for the country's renewable energy potential. The total renewable energy potential in India stands at 47,04,043 megawatts, with solar energy accounting for approximately 71% of this potential. The installed renewable energy capacity has been growing at a compound annual growth rate of 10.93% between 2016 and 2025, and the transmission and distribution losses have been reduced from 22% in 2015 to 16-17% in 2024-25. The top six states by renewable energy potential, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and Madhya Pradesh, together hold approximately 70% of India's total renewable energy potential. But what are the challenges in actualizing this potential? The answer lies in the fact that India will need to overcome significant bottlenecks in terms of infrastructure, financing, and technology to achieve its renewable energy targets. Now, let us look at the carbon sink and land use aspect of India's updated NDC. The country has set a target of creating an additional carbon sink of 3.5-4 billion tons co-equivalent by 2035, which will require sustained forest cover expansion and tree outside forest programs. The key mechanisms for achieving this target include the National Afforestation Program, the Compensatory Afforestation Fund, the Green India Mission, and the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana. India's current forest and tree cover stands at 25.17% of its geographic area, which is short of the constitutional goal of 33%. But what does this mean for India's climate diplomacy posture? The answer lies in the fact that India has consistently framed its NDC as ambitious given its development imperatives, with per capita coal emissions of approximately 2.4 tons, compared to 14.9 tons in the USA and 7.7 tons in China. India has also been a strong advocate for the Common but Differentiated Responsibilities Principle, which recognizes the different capabilities and responsibilities of developed and developing countries in addressing climate change. The country has also backed the creation of the Loss and Damage Fund, which aims to provide financial support to countries that are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but India's updated NDC targets are 60% non-fossil installed capacity, 47% emissions intensity reduction, and a carbon sink target of 3.5-4 billion tons co-equivalent. The previous NDC targets were 50% non-fossil installed capacity, 45% emissions intensity reduction, and a carbon sink target of 2.5-3 billion tons co-equivalent. The total renewable energy potential in India stands at 47,04,043 megawatts, with solar energy accounting for approximately 71% of this potential. The installed renewable energy capacity has been growing at a compound annual growth rate of 10.93% between 2016 and 2025, and the transmission and distribution losses have been reduced from 22% in 2015 to 16% to 17% in 2024 to 25. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both the prelims and mains exams, with a focus on the Paris Agreement's NDC ratchet mechanism, India's 2035 NDC targets, and the country's climate diplomacy posture. Remember this number, 60% non-fossil installed capacity, and note this carefully, India's updated NDC targets are a significant step forward in the country's efforts to address climate change. In conclusion, India's updated NDC is a significant development that underscores the country's commitment to reducing its carbon footprint and transitioning towards a more sustainable and environmentally friendly energy mix. As the world continues to grapple with the challenges of climate change, India's leadership on this issue will be critical in shaping the global response to this crisis.